WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Scandal.
We'll be right back. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
For you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday. Don't forget to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. 50% off Relish Street Bistro and Speakeasy today and today only. Here is Steve Perry on Max FM.
We should have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer,
dreamer,
and I must have been someone else. And we should have been out.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday morning. Every now and then, you have to appreciate a truly ridiculous crime scene, and this definitely qualifies. Someone borrowed a neon green Cybertruck on a car sharing app, Turo, and crashed it while chasing down a porch pirate who had stolen a package from their property. There aren't any details on the crash, but there is a video of it from the Cybertruck, which seems to show the driver forcing the supposed thief off the road and ramming them into a nearby tree. The footage was posted by the owner of the Cybertruck, who also shared an image of the damage. Cybertrucks have a reputation for being difficult to repair, so he says he'll be seeing how good Turo's insurance system works. The owner says he handed over the footage and the information on the rear to the officers, but it's unclear if anyone was arrested and what the charges were. By the way, this all happened within a few seconds. Apparently, the Cybertruck driver was already on the road, and they knew to go after the thief because the neighborhood had an existing problem with porch pirates. It's also known what was in the package. So there's a lot of weird things that are happening here. We don't know if the guy got in trouble or not exactly. We don't know what was in the package. And he used a Cybertruck to chase the thief down. Yeah, never a good idea. When this stuff happens, call law enforcement. Let them handle it for you. There was two crimes going on here. One, the stealing, and then the crashing of the truck. So yeah, that's never going to end well. Let law enforcement do their job. I can't put it any simpler than that.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Boy Scout Troop 247th annual Camping for Cans Box Camp. That's going to be happening on Saturday, November 9th. The troop will spend 24 hours camping in cardboard boxes in front of Viking Village Foods in Reedsburg. They'll be collecting non-perishable food items, and Viking Village will be matching each item that they receive. And then all the items will be donated to the Reedsburg Food Pantry. This community service project not only assists with the food pantry shelves before the holidays, but it also brings awareness to homelessness in our area. Please support the amazing effort. For more details, you can check out their Facebook page. Again, this will take place on Saturday for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. and going till Sunday morning at 9 as well. It's also time for the Portage High School Holiday Bazaar with music, crafts, and raffle prizes. All proceeds will support the Portage High School special education programs. This will also be on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Indulge in a festive wonderland of creativity and cheer. There'll be a delightful array of handcrafted treasures from local artisans and vendors, each offering unique gifts and holiday decorations to make your season merry and bright. Again, this will start at 9 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. It'll be at the Portage High School Gymnasium. And once again, the Reedsburg VFW Post 1619 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month with made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausages, hash browns, and so much more. $10 per person. Each person under 10 will get in for $1 for each year of age. This again is every second Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. Check out their Facebook page for all the details.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid-50s. Clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently, it's 52.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you a little while longer on your Thursday morning. If you missed our big announcement this morning, I'll talk about it in just a minute here. Here is Bobby Brown on Max FM.
I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's,
my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Say, everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Of a bell.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. So we made a big announcement this morning. So if you missed the morning show, we announced who the new permanent morning show host is going to be starting tomorrow. So for a while, I've been the interim morning show host. I've also said intern because it just sounded funny that way. Intern, right? And I originally was started out here just doing Sundays, and then they had me filling in on weeknights. I was supposed to be just a temporary thing, and then somehow I ended up here full time. And so about a month later, as things typically seem to go, I ended up filling in on the morning show. So I went from nights to mornings, which meant that, yeah, I had to be up early and talking. And I was always up early anyways. So we have made the decision with everyone through Civic Media that I'm going to stay on doing the morning show with Emily going forward effective tomorrow. So no more interim role. I will be the person that'll be on mornings. I'm going to definitely miss nights. I had a lot of fun on nights, and that is something that I've always enjoyed doing. And as part of taking the full-time job here, I wanted to continue to do radio. That was just something that was very important to me. I enjoy doing what I do. I enjoy doing this every single day. It's a dream job for me, and I really have appreciated the opportunity. So when I took on the new roles here, I didn't want to stop being on the radio. That was one part of my thing, is through this whole process. And I had envisioned always staying on nights, to be quite honest. And so I didn't expect to do live morning show every day. I've had fun doing it, and I really do enjoy doing it. I enjoy working with Emily. She is fantastic, and I enjoy getting to interact with all of our listeners every morning. So I am excited that this is now permanent. I will honestly say this is something that I enjoy doing. I'm excited about it. I'm also nervous about it, to be brutally honest with you as well. So I am looking forward to it. And then at night, we're going to have a little bit of a schedule adjustment. Aaron will still be on. He's going to be taking my slot, and he'll be on from 4 to 7 p.m. And then Mace Michaels is going to jump in a little bit earlier. So he'll be on from 7 p.m. to midnight starting today. So we appreciate everyone being flexible with their schedules here. So you'll still hear Jay Roberts after me. We aren't changing that at all. So he will still be on as well. So we just wanted everyone to know what was going on. And also, we do have a new person on Sunday nights, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the upcoming days. She will be on from 8 p.m. to midnight on Sundays. So we're working on some training and all that fun stuff. So yeah, we're keeping, you know, everything kind of status quo here in the morning. So I'll be back with you tomorrow right around 6 a.m. Coming up next is my good friend Jay. He'll be up shortly. Here is Alanna Miles on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered in motion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.